So yesterday at this time, we were talking about that baby raccoon that I initially thought was a mole.
Yeah.
Guac.
Guac-a-mole.
Right.
Mole baby. Mm-hmm.
Mole baby.
Jennifer found a baby, what we thought was a mole, outside the house. It looked like it was just born. I went on the internet because the internet's the expert and basically said, leave it. The mother may come back. So we left it. The next morning, there it is outside. Jennifer thinks it's dead. I come home to bury it. It's alive. I give it water, droplet milk into its mouth. Reach out to animal type people, and they say, this is 911. Get it right to us right away.
Stat.
So we got it out there. That was Wednesday. Yesterday, I leave work, and I get this text. Good morning. It's Eunice from Little Rascals Rescue and Rehabilitation. Just checking in. Your little girl raccoon is doing fabulous.
Awesome.
Yay.
So far.
It's a girl.
Hold it. I haven't talked to her.
So far, yeah.
We're going to put her on right now. Things can turn. You know how.
This is true. Yeah.
Jennifer deals with this all the time. The patient looks great. Coming back, and then there's a couple of steps back or even worse.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Eunice?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's the news?
So far, we're hanging in there.
Yay.
She's a fighter. I mean, she's got to be a fighter to survive that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So what's her status now? Hanging in there sounds like she's as I left her, laying flat.
Like ICU stuff.
Right, ICU, exactly.
She has pneumonia, and she's being treated for that. But she's doing okay.
Has she walked on her own yet?
No, she's way too young. She was actually a brand newborn. Her umbilical was still attached.
Wow.
And that green stuff that you saw in her mouth, that was amniotic fluid. So she was literally, I think, mom was running through the yard when she was giving birth. Maybe something was chasing her or something like that. It's not normal for moms to give birth in the middle of the yard.
Right.
That's weird.
She had to jettison the kid there.
Is it possible that she was trying to transport a newly born? And how many do they have? They have like litters, right?
They do. They typically have up to four. I mean, they can have larger litters, but you typically don't see it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, how old would you think that? So you think it was born like in that spot?
Yes, I that's what I believe. I mean, she was absolute newborn. I mean, there was no question in my mind that when you originally found her, maybe she was there an hour.
Wow.
Wow.
And she survived all night outside. But she doesn't seem like she was born healthy, right?
Right, so sickly?
You think the mom left her behind because there was an issue?
There's always that possibility. I do see it, unfortunately, quite often, is where mom will leave. It's like when they're being evicted from homes and stuff like that, mom may choose that, okay, I've got three, I'm happy with this, and leave one behind. Or she may leave the runt behind.
An aunt like that.
There have been times I've been in restaurants where a family sitting with like four kids, and I think they could easily get in the car and leave one behind.
They could, yep.
You know what I mean? I could just tell the mom's face. She's like, well, you know what? I got three others. I don't really need you.
This kid goes to the bathroom. We're out of here.
Dial it back, kid.
Right, get the check. Send the kid to the bathroom.
So what happens now?
So she will be with me for about 6 months.
Wow.
Yep. It takes them a while to actually grow. I've got 13 others. So she made number 14.
13 little raccoons?
Nice.
I do.
Oh, wow.
I went to your website last night. It looks like you specialize in them.
I do.
That's good.
Where do you?
I love those creatures. They are so sweet and so extremely intelligent.
I was talking to young Chaz about this. They could be domesticated.
Not typically. Not from the wild.
Okay.
There are certain states that actually breed them as domestic pets. But having a wild any animal in your home is just not a good idea.
Right.
Because by the time their hormones start hitting in, they get nasty.
Okay.
They want a horny raccoon in your house.
Yeah.
Cute
no, you don't.
Human hands, though. little teeny human.
What human do you know that has hands like that?
No, look at the, like when a raccoon is an adult, it has little, five little fingers, like little human hands.
Yeah, it looks like it has black gloves on.
It can hold.
It's so cute.
It can hold a pretzel.
Like, well, you think about it. It looks like it has black gloves with a burglar mask.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, it's going Rocky.
It's going out to rob your garbage can.
He's a little knapsack now.
So 6 months from now, it gets released. Will it have all the skills it needs to, or does it go into some kind of training camp?
Is there a placement program?
Rocky Raccoon.
Exactly right.
By the time they're weaned on just from the bottles and they go into their pre-release pen, they get all their vaccinations. And then that's when my job gets a little bit harder because I get to teach them how to fish. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun because I get to teach them how to be raccoons.
Right.
And then where do you release it?
By law, they have to go back to the area where they were found within like 3.5 miles.
Bring it back to my house.
Right.
There you go.
See?
Oh, she's welcome.
There you go. See? A little house for it?
Absolutely. She's come right back.
We can find the road.
She doesn't sound like this.
it's
almost like Eunice knows me. It's like,
what have I found it on Route 8?
No.
All right. Oh. I live on a dead end, and I back up to a stream. So there's 13 acres behind me,
that's
undeveloped.
Nice. Yeah.
I think she'll be fine there.
Yes.
Sounds like a beautiful piece of property. Yeah. But I typically try to release two or three together at the same time. So they're buddies, and it's sort of their own little family together.
Oh.
And they'll stay together until the next spring, until it's ready to till breeding season.
What do you think it's going to cost you personally to rehab this raccoon?
Each raccoon that comes into care runs anywhere between $500 and $1,000 to raise.
Wow.
Okay, we ran out of time.
I got to go.
That's cheaper than I thought, to be honest.
Holy crap.
Damn.
And where do you get that money?
Donations.
Nice.
Okay, we're going to link you up on the, I was going to say, well, I'll take care of it.
So you swallow your tongue. Well, Jennifer did find it.
Being a wildlife rehabilitator, the state tells us what we can and cannot do. But they don't give us a dime for it. We have to get our licenses through them, and I also take in interns, and I train them how to be wildlife rehabilitators. And they start off with small mammals and then go on to bigger and better things after that.
We're going to put your stuff on the website, all right?
Okay, awesome.
I'm going to make a donation, but unfortunately...
Not that much. But he did give me a raccoon, so...
You know what's sad? Like, I love this raccoon now.
Yeah.
But you drive down the road, you see him laying on the side of the road.
That's the worst, man.
You know?
That's the
when
worst.
When they get hit, they get left there.
Yeah, that's the worst. So. Poor thing.
You're a little angel on earth to these things.
Yeah.
You know, so...
thank you.
We'll be talking to you. I want updates. I want pictures.
Exactly.
Jennifer and I want to go out there, have a family photo.
There you go. See a picnic.
Yeah, we are totally into this.
Yes.
And we appreciate what you do and all the animal people do. Little Rascals Absolutely. Rescue and Rehabilitation. Doesn't that tell you everything?
It does.
Take the little ones.
Yep.
And they rehab and rehabilitate.
Exactly.
Love that name. Little Rascals.
Yeah, rescue. All right. We'll link up at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Thank you, Eunice. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer's on the phone. She found the raccoon. Have we named it yet?
No. I was going to ask you that.
Well, once we found out that she was a girl yesterday, I was like, let's give her another name. I suggested Emily or Savannah, but then I kind of felt bad. Squawk is kind of cool.
Savannah.
No, it wasn't cool, like yard.
She's
on the yard.
Yard.
Our Yardina is a girl, so.
Yardine. I knew an Emily in high school that I didn't like very much. I don't like that name.
Okay. All right, that's out. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Understood.
Why don't we name it Jennifer?
No. The one I like.
All right, how about Joke Killer?
Yeah, poor baby.
Joke Killer.
All right. or something that's related to coronavirus, like PPE.
Right.
Or something.
No.
Face mask.
I don't say those words too often. I don't want to say that when I'm home.
You probably heard her being born, right? You heard a noise. So Jennifer went outside.
No way.
To relieve some stress. Each day she goes out, gets some fresh air without a mask out in the patio. She's sitting on the patio, and what happened?
Yeah, I was just out there, and I heard a very strange noise. It was a very quick noise.
What did it sound like?
It was like, ah! And I was like, what's that?
Wait, what was that again?
It was like, ah!
Thorough
fish. Baby goat?
You sound like a I was thinking flipper. Thorough fish.
That does sound like a dolphin.
Right. Okay, wait a minute.
Fish. Wait, there was a dolphin born in our pool. I got to check the pool. That cover's still on.
That serves a purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. You know, I did forget to tell you part of the story, which is kind of strange. So when I was out there, I had my phone, and the sun was between the trees. It was really pretty. I was like, oh, I should try to get a picture of the sun. So I walked out towards that part of the patio to get a photo of the sun, and then that's when I saw her beneath the sun on the patio.
Ah.
I have the photo. And so then after,
why'd you say it twice?
Because she has the photo.
She has the photo.
I have the photo. I have the photo.
Get the paper, underlining,
get the paper.
Bill.
Get the paper. Get the paper.
I'm an excellent driver.
It's Jen two times.
10 minutes to walk.
And then it said
emphasis.
She has double vision,
too. I don't share anything with you people.
You know what's interesting? That sound, do you think that was a bird trying to, like, come after the raccoon?
Oh.
Yeah. Or do you think that was the raccoon squeezing out a baby?
I'm thinking number two.
Number two? AJ.
Yeah, squeezing out the baby, yeah.
Squeezing the baby out?
Which, you know, we feel like number two.
or it was stressed that the baby came out and it couldn't pick it up or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
And after I heard the noise, I did look up and I saw I don't know anything about birds, but I saw this very large bird fly over the pool. It was big. It didn't have anything in its, like, claws or anything or mouth, but I was oh, that's really large. Right. So I don't know. But I can send you that picture if you want it, honey.
Which
picture? It sounds lovely.
Picture of the sun. Right. Picture of the sun.
Between the trees.
You're mean.
She said it twice, though. Did say it twice.
All right. Well, this is good news. It sounds like she's doing okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I want to see her. I want to give her a little hug.
Give her a hug. Yeah, give her a hug. Yeah, you left her out there all night.
You can't yet.
Yeah, I came to get you, and you were mad at me. You were like,
Wow, so I just like it.
What the ass?
Maybe that's the sound you heard.
Maybe you heard yourself.
She said twice.
Imitating you.
Yeah, I was on the couch, and I was having one of those days where I thought I'd be done with the show early, then something would pop up. Every time I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm here.
Yeah.
Something, which is fine. But I just got to that point again the fifth time. Yeah, it's usually with Ashley,
yeah,
right? And then, which is all good. And then I put my stuff down,
yeah,
and in walks Jennifer. It was like a sitcom. Every single time I'm like, oh, good.
Like Three's Company.
Three's Company. And then she walks in the door. She's like, hon, something's dying outside.
Well, I'm glad you left outside.
You mean like outside on the planet Earth? Like what?
I would have said, what you eating? Well, thank God you left it outside.
Do I have to clean it up?
I just put the tiles up from the last time you did it.
All right, we're going to go. Love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Obviously, we're going to need masks for many weeks to come. And with that, Bob Stefanowski's on the phone to announce another big mask giveaway. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing?
Very good.
Bob.
We are we're coming to New Haven.
Nice.
Tuesday, May 5th. Yeah. We're going to be at 4 Science Park, which is the CONCAT facility, Connecticut Center for Arts and Technology. So,
what's it called? What?
CONCAT.
Right.
Connecticut Center for Arts and Technology. It's at 4 Science Park. And it's Tuesday, May 5th. This is the grand announcement, by the way. Tuesday, May 5th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're proud to be teaming with your station to do it. So we're really happy about it.
We're very excited, especially in New Haven. And what I like about this location is you could drive up a walk up, too.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a lot of feedback up in Hartford. If you had a car, obviously you're fine. The lines were long, but you were fine. But a lot of people don't. And people in the neighborhood can walk up. You get a bag with 5 masks in it, 5 of these surgical masks that are keeping people safe all across the state. And you walk up, you grab a bag, and you go. No cost, no charge, and you're on your way.
So 50,000 at this event as well?
Yeah, we're going to do 10,000 bags with five per bag. We were on the phone yesterday with the New Haven police making sure we can get 1,000 cars. 10,000 cars through New Haven, and they say we can do it, so they're going to be ready.
New Haven police, they're just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, same thing, New Haven police will be volunteering, Laz parking, volunteering.
Yeah, we got over 300 volunteers coming. The police have been great. They're very, very accommodating. And we think it's going to work well because, to your point, you can walk up this time. And a lot of people need these things, especially if this state's going to start to reopen. People are going to need masks.
Right.
And we got them.
All right. And they're free. And all the information will be on WPLR.com or 95.9thefox.com. We'll talk to you more before and during this event. But thanks for letting us be involved. We
love
it.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you guys are great. We're excited to be partnering with you. WFSB is a partner as well, so
right.
We'll put a lot of press around it so people know.
Yeah, so Channel 3, any other sponsors we should thank?
Well, it's a good point. We're looking for a corporate sponsor if anybody out there wants to help the cause. It would allow us to do another event, you know, in a different town. So if any individuals want to go to masksforct.org, and donate, or if there's any corporations out there that want to donate, that would be terrific as well.
What do you need to, how much do you need to donate to get a title sponsorship or whatever?
We've been in the $5,000 to $10,000 range.
Okay.
I mean, every event costs about $40,000, and the foundation, Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven, covers most of it. But again, if we can get donations for this one, it allows us to do another one at some point down the road.
Excellent.
All right, I'm writing all this
down.
But
this one's happening either way. We're all funded for this one.
Cool.
AJ's going to do an event Thursday into Friday where he pedals on a stationary bike for 24 hours. We're all going to be pledging, you know, whatever amount per mile.
Yep.
Holy cow, put me down for that.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, very good. Because, you know,
For 1,000. I'm down for 1,000, AJ, to watch you ride a bike for 2 days.
Cool.
You know, it's funny. Just keep the 1,000, Bob, because it's going to go to the mask, but we'll include it in the total. Because all the money we raise will go to masks for CT.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was a different cause.
Yeah,
oh,
no. No. Oh. This is all for masks for CT.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. I hadn't heard that.
No problem.
That's amazing. The question is, can he do it? I give him about 2 hours before he falters.
No. So, can you feel the love in the room?
Yeah. Well, he'll be able to take as many breaks as he needs.
Right.
We don't want to, you know.
Somebody like pedal like a madman, then take a break. Pedal like a madman, just get a bunch of miles.
Or he could just casually pedal.
Just casually, yeah, exactly. Like I'm riding down the sidewalk.
Right. All right, Bob, thanks for coming on and making that announcement and including 99.1 PLR. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank the tribe.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bob Stefanowski just announced another Mask for CT event Tuesday at Concat for Science Park. Didn't know we had a Science Park
Did
in New Haven. Did you?
No.
Do you now?
No I idea. Do now.
No idea.
And they'll be handing out 50,000 masks for free. More information at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. We're very proud to partner with Channel 3 for this.
Yeah,
they've been great.
Oh, it's cool. You can drive up or walk up. So,
yeah, I really like that part of it.
Yeah.
So
it's
going to
be necessary.
Yep, this will work.
Speaking of masks,
yes.
Joe from Oxford Lumber is on. He has a donation of masks. Hey.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey. Morning, AJ.
Good morning,
Phil.
What's up?
And good morning to the lovely and effervescent and vivacious Ashley.
Oh, good morning.
Well, good morning.
We have an antacid.
I'll look those words up.
Effervescent. It's Alka-Seltzer.
That was so lovely.
I thought effervescent was better than bubbly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's quite gassy.
That's not what he meant, AJ.
Hey, Chaz, listen. I got something I need to let you know about. With AJ's pedaling towards a cure or whatever we're going to call it, I want to start off by telling you that I've got 500 masks to donate to the cause, and I will be donating $5 per mile that AJ does.
What? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, that's huge.
That works awesome. Thank you.
Big
deal. On top of that, you know how passionate I am about community and how passionate I am about the lumber industry and stuff, and I've got a an opportunity that I want to reach out to all of the Lumber Dealer Association members of Connecticut and ask them to participate in any way they can. I have the honor of sitting on the board of directors for the Northeast Retail Lumbermen's Association, which encompasses all the independent lumber dealers in 13 states. And since this pandemic has started, we've had members from Maine down to Maryland making donations for masks and PPEs and stuff, and have even had not only our associate members, which are distributors and or manufacturers, convert some of their production lines into plastic face shields, and have had one of our largest manufacturers of composite decking change one of their plants completely over to making sanitized plastic panels that have been used in the Javits Center for all the temporary petitions.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We have had them donate. We have had them donate from Michigan right through to Pennsylvania. And that's something that this industry does. We, you know, as an industry, we've been around for, God, since, you know, people started cutting down trees, and one of the oldest industries in the United States.
That's a, back in the day, yep. You'd go to Oxford Lumber and say, I need a 2x4. Then Joe would go out in the back with an axe.
And cut a tree down and shape it to you.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah. No chainsaws then.
That's right.
My first job was, you know, weighing up nails as a kid at 5 years old when they came in wooden kegs. And I didn't get to deliver the wood to Noah, but that was before I got into the business. But anyway.
You did count two animals,
Joe,
though.
You're such a good citizen, and thank you so much for your generous pledge for AJ, $5
thank
per mile.
Thank you so much. Thank
plus
you.
The 500 masks. Now, where do you want us? What do we do with them?
Well, you know, basically, we can start to collect them and stuff, and I'm going to reach out to the Lumber Dealers of Connecticut. If they're not hearing me today on the radio, they'll be all getting an email from me. So look out, guys. Here it comes. But this is something we do as an industry, you know, because basically we're the common thread in the fabric of this country. We provide one of the most wonderful things in the world, and that's home ownership.
Right.
And that's what we strive to do. But anyway, you know what I'd like to do?
Okay, so those masks that you're donating, we had someone on the phone, I think Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It was a nurse complaining about someone and what they were charging. That's irrelevant, but she was using the same mask over and over and over. And I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great to give those masks to her and her coworkers.
Fresh masks over there.
Because they don't have
That'd
them.
Be great.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They need them.
We'll try to track her down.
They need
Maybe
them.
Someone knows who that was. Do you remember her name, Phil?
Yeah, she would have to call us back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get any of her contact information.
But we'll pull it up on the station thingy and get her name.
I think it was Amy.
All right. But you don't care, like you don't have a preference what we do with those 500 masks?
As long as you and AJ don't put them on and start doing sock puppet things, okay, on the air. But anyway, so.
AJ was going to take two and use it as a bra. But,
exactly, right.
All
but
right,
not anymore.
So that's off the list now.
Or a G-string.
All right, Joe, thank you very much, brother, for your friendship and your generous donation here.
Thank you,
Joe.
Jazz, I'm a phone call away if you need anything. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's awesome. Incredibly generous.
That man.
So friggin' awesome.
Love him. He makes a lot of donations behind the scenes. He, like he'll reach out to me and say, I don't want to talk about it here. Just here, take it.
He's a cool guy.
He's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
He has a good radio voice.
He does.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Sunbeams will shine on through. This weekend is made for me and you.
It's a good time to ask you if you're a homosexual.
Yes, Chris and Governor.
Thank you, Scott. See?
Ouch.
Nobody understands my perspective.
Chris is clearly the hottest of the two of them. But, you know, I love Mario. I loved Mario. I loved the current governor, and I love Chris.
Hmm.
There you go, see?
If you had to choose.
Chris.
Going for the youngest one.
Hmm.
In the heartbeat, yeah. He's got those amazing blue eyes.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And Anderson Cooper went and had my baby without telling me.
Yep. Yep, just had it.
It's unbelievable.
Yep, just had it. See that? You should have called.
I just came home, and there's a baby in the house. I'm like, Anderson. He was like, I got it through a surrogate. And I'm like, all right.
So Anderson Cooper would be one of those, if he ever interviewed you on his show or you interviewed him on Better Connecticut, you would be staring at him and he'd be talking like, so, Scott, what do you want to ask me?
I'd be like this.
Okay. All right, so you're into it.
Do we have that homosexual song? Have you heard this song?
Yes, by the drag queen. Or
Randy Rainbow.
Randy Rainbow.
Randy Rainbow, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Fantastic.
It's so great.
It is. It's awesome.
It's a ringtone.
I'm homosexual.
You and Nicole should make a song.
We're trying.
Oh, good.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're trying to put something together.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what yet. I think I'm going to do it too. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
And what would the words be? Do we know yet?
Then we'd change it to, we'd have to change it.
Working on that part, yes. Mm.
Yeah, that part is yet to be worked out.
That's the part we're working
like one
on.
Of our planning meetings. Right, yeah, we're going to do this thing.
Yeah,
Scott's like, I picked the song. That's the end of my job. Nicole's got to write everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now all the creative minds get to work.
Exactly. Chop, chop.
Choppa, choppa.
We saw.
Looks like some things are going to be reopening May 20th. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. We're ready.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my hair cut.
Yeah, you look pretty shaggy out there.
Yeah, your hair looks fine.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah, it's a lot of product.
Have you been cutting it yourself?
No.
Dash has.
I trim around the ears and I trim my nose, but that's about it. The ear hair and the nose hair are the same length.
Gotcha. Right, Dash been playing with it.
Yeah, Dash has been trying to braid it.
All right, so you were holding Dash this morning. This is before we went on the air. He wasn't having any of it.
Yeah.
It almost looked like he was being tortured.
Right.
No, he was just like, what are you doing? He refuses to get off my lap. And then when I try to introduce him, he's like, what are you doing? I just want to stand here and sit here. I don't want to do anything. I just want to get in your way.
Yeah, I'm eye candy. Eye candy only.
Exactly. He's very, very, he's staring at the door right now going, why is it raining again, Daddy?
Jennifer will take our cat, Kitty, and pick him up so he's on his hind legs.
Right.
And grab his front paws.
Right.
And do like dancing and
like the hustle and whatnot.
Right. Puppet. I like honey.
I'd
you know
seven
the cat doesn't
scratches
like this.
On my face.
Right.
Yeah, he has this face like, ugh.
Again?
How long?
All right, well, she
how
feeds me.
How long is this going to last?
She feeds me, so I'll deal with it. Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite songs, by the way.
What? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
No. How long has this been going on?
Who does that song? I know who does that song.
That's not Harold Melvin with Blue Notes, is it?
No.
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 How long has this been
going on? Oh, it's don't tell me.
You got this. You got this one.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I will when I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you hear it, you'd be like.
It's on those record collections you see on TV late night. Yep, here it is. Yep.
Yeah, I love this song.
Is that part of the song? Someone getting a text. Ding.
Yeah, I'm getting text. I'm on this text thread, you know, the kind you can't get off?
Oh.
And there's 18 people on it.
Stop, people.
And everybody has to weigh in every time it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my God, this phone. Every time somebody chimes in, happy birthday. Okay, we all get the point.
Stop
one happy birthday from all of us. We're good.
Great.
Is this Rick Carrick singing? No. Who is it?
Hello.
Ace.
That's it. That's it.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, neither would I.
Ace.
Who's the lead singer? I think it's Paul Carrick.
I think it's, I don't know who the lead singer is for Ace.
But, no, wouldn't it be Ace?
It's not Paul Carrick.
No.
No, but it's a great song.
It's a guy named Eddie.
I think it's actually being used in a commercial right now for, some medicine or something.
Oh. For, like, what?
I don't know.
Constipation?
Everything is medicine.
Something itchy.
Exactly, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want something itchy.
How long has this been itching on?
Yeah, we just... Wow.
And yes, that's Paul Carrick.
I got the
it's
high
Paul Carrick singing?
It is. Look at that.
I knew this.
And
singer.
Scott.
And me.
Paul Carrick went on to sing with Mike and the Mechanics, Mike Rutherford from Genesis.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I didn't realize that. That's absolutely incredible.
OMG. Yep.
Wow. Good stuff we're learning here this morning.
Yep. I didn't want to, but here we are.
All right.
So what have you guys been up to? You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm so blessed.
I know, me too.
I feel blessed too.
There goes your dongs.
Hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Your dongs are going off in the background.
You hear it.
Oh, I know.
Your dingy dongy.
That's the grandfather clock. That I can't control either.
It says, shut up, you kids.
It has a mind of its own.
It does.
It's a minute fast.
Yeah, it's pretty close though, right?
Yeah, it's a minute fast.
Usually they're pretty slow.
7:44:24 right now.
Grandfather clock.
Yeah, the thing is like 20 years old, and it's still cranking out the time. I'm like, God bless.
You should put pants around that thing that swings back and forth like a real grandfather.
That's how it got the name, right?
I think so. TikTok.
Named after grandpa's dad.
If you go to a gym locker room, you'll see grandfather clocks everywhere.
It's God in heaven. It's actually a grandmother clock. It's half the size of a grandfather clock.
Is that right? Do they call it that?
Yeah, they call it a grandmother. They call it a grandmother
clock.
That's
why it keeps going off all the time.
Making noise.
Yeah, should we shut up?
Right.
For God's sake, take your pink pill.
Before we do the weather here, Bob Stefanowski was on at 7 announcing another mask event Tuesday in New Haven.
Science Park.
Yes, and Channel 3 will be involved. Will you be broadcasting again?
I will be broadcasting there tomorrow.
Yay!
Nice.
Working tomorrow in Waterbury at the Naugatuck Valley Community College, 750 Chase Parkway. If you want a mask or five of them, come on by. We'll be there from 7 to 1, and then I will be there Tuesday morning broadcasting live. It was supposed to be this morning, the drive tomorrow, but the weather, I was just like, I prefer not to have everyone standing out in the rain.
Yeah. Nope. And it's all foggy here, too. So
it's just a nasty day, and tomorrow's going to be so much better.
Yep.
Yeah, so Tuesday, I'm looking forward to that. So, all right. All the information's at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com.
Yeah,
so
a
the
lot
weather
of people
is
showed up.
Not great today.
Not great today. Today's going to be okay. It's not going to be great. We're expecting some partial clearing. You might see a little bit of sunshine later this afternoon, but we also run the risk for some scattered showers, maybe a brief thunderstorm this afternoon. But it's not going to be raining all day. The rain is coming to an end. It's just kind of foggy and misty.
Yep.
And then tonight, things clear out. Saturday and Sunday, all right, 70 tomorrow. How about that?
Okay.
Wow.
And then
nice.
Sunday, 74 degrees.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
Wow.
Keep it coming.
Partly to mostly sunny skies. There's a slight chance for a brief shower on Sunday, but it's not a big deal. I'm not even putting it in the 7 days because it's so minimal.
Love you.
So get out there and enjoy.
How are we looking for that Tuesday?
Good.
Good.
It's going to be dry weather all of next week so far.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll see you hopefully at the mass drives. Come on out
Tuesday.
And say hello.
Yes. Hey, it's somebody's birthday out there.
Somebody.
Hey.
Somebody.
Who is it?
Whose birthday is it?
I wonder. Whose birthday is it?
Ashley's mother, Mama G.
Hey.
Yay. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tess. Thanks, AJ, Ashley, Phil, and everyone. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How are you spending it? I'm guessing in hibernation.
I am. I'm spending it in hibernation, and as Phil and I chatted, looking forward to the day that, you know, we can all get together and celebrate everyone's birthdays and anniversaries and everything. And that'll come soon.
So basically,
I was just thinking that, and it sounds like a nice gesture, but it's more self-serving for me. But I thought that after this is all over, we'll have a big event, you know, morning show family, and Papa G can make his lasagna, and Mama G can make whatever, and Jennifer will make her bread pudding.
And Papa G wears pants.
Right,
yes,
Papa G.
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please.
I think he should wear Rocky shorts. Red, white, and blue striped shorts.
I got him a big...
Or no, he had the white shorts with the red stripes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And on the poster was the red shorts with the white stripe.
And then Rocky III wears the yellow ones with the black.
Right.
I don't care what color they are as long as he puts them on, really.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, no slappy sounds in the kitchen, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I also have to say happy anniversary to my daughter.
Woo!
Oh, right.
Today,
1 year.
Oh. I was like, what
one
I missed?
Year an- 1 year anniversary on Taz and AJ today.
It's been a year?
Absolutely.
You believe that?
It's been a year?
It has been 1 year today.
Feels yeah. longer.
Thanks, Mom.
I knew that was coming, AJ.
It sounds like she's just starting.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Is it really?
Wonderful. Thank you.
It really is a joke.
Mom is just.
So happy anniversary.
She's defer. Thank you.
Yes, happy
but you're
anniversary.
Deflecting because she hates her birthday.
Gotcha.
Oh, well,
I do.
You're one of those people you don't want it. You don't. You sound like the person that you don't want it to be about you.
No.
So on your birthday, you make it about everybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love celebrating everybody else's birthday with them. I have trouble with attention on me. So, yes, and it has nothing to do with another year.
No.
It has nothing to do with that at all. No, no.
Is
no,
there
no.
a zero or a five at the end of this?
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
So those aren't bad. The ones with the zero and the five are bad. The ones in between are just another day.
Gotcha. Another day.
Wait, right. Wait, what is it?
You don't
what?
Know?
You're not supposed to ask.
One, you don't ask.
Exactly.
Two, you should know.
Tell me later.
Yeah, tell him.
No, this is something you text your father and you ask him.
Right.
Boy, we got to teach Ashley everything.
Right.
Yeah, he may not know either.
So, AJ, listen, good luck.
Thank you.
Your bike ride.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Mama's a spin instructor.
Let her talk, Ashley.
I am an indoor. No, she's right. I'm indoor cycling spin instructor, and I just wanted to give him a very important piece of advice,
please.
And that is to either get a gel seat or cycle pants that are padded, or get both.
Cycle pants.
Where do you get cycle pants?
Yes. You get a lot yes. of friction so, otherwise.
Yeah.
Cycle
so
pants.
They have padding in the crotch.
Oh.
And it makes it increases the comfort of you sitting on the bike.
Gotcha. It'd be like the 80s, AJ.
Right.
Tight pants with padding.
You mean like Milli Vanilli wore?
Yes, right, well, so, no, the padding is more in the back than in the front. But and you might want to, I mean, if you those are not comfortable. I don't like those. A gel seat, it's a nice cushiony gel seat, and it will definitely increase your comfort level.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, we got to get the Edge Fitness on the phone.
So that's
see
good
if
to
it
know.
Has a gel seat.
Right, I need fitness pants.
This is good stuff.
Pants. What is it called?
Gel seat.
And what was pants called?
Cycling pants.
Cycling gel- pants, that was it.
All right.
What else do you get cycling pants?
Or you could get assless chaps.
Yeah, no,
one.
We're good. I have a pair of those. It's funny you mention that.
With that gel seat and cycling pants, AJ, you can do an extra 5 or 10 miles for the cause.
Oh, I definitely need those then.
Oh.
Yeah, cycling pants
good.
It is, yeah.
That's good advice.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. How many miles do you think, not an athletic person, but like a normal person would be able to do on a stationary bike per hour?
So in an average class, my average class, which tends to be pretty high intensity, I have people ranging anywhere from 15 to 25 miles.
Wow,
and the 25 miles are the people that ride with me a lot.
Per hour,
high end riders that ride. Yeah.
Okay, how about a casual person?
That's high intensity.
That's high intensity.
Yeah. How about a casual person smokes cigars on the weekend?
That is a high intensity. And those are people that ride all the time. I think, you know, if you can get on the bike and you just cycle slowly.
Yep.
You know, I'm hoping that we can get to double digits in 2 days. Yes.
I'm definitely going to get to double digits.
Well, if you did a mile a day, would that be too much to ask him? I mean, a mile an hour?
No. He'll do a mile a day. Yes, of course. Yes, you keep the resistance low. You just keep it on a level where you have a certain amount of tension so that you feel like you're on the road and you're not going to slip and your legs are not flailing wildly and you just pedal casually.
I'm not drowning.
And with that kind of resistance, yeah, you might be drowning by the end. With that casual resistance, you should be able to go the distance. You'll be fine. You're
a mile an
be
hour.
Great.
Yeah, I want those pants.
24 miles.
I don't want any like, you know.
All right, so we'll work on your pants and
saddle sore.
Yep.
All right. Ashley, you want to say anything to your mom on her birthday?
Mommy, happy birthday. I love you. I wish I could be with you, but we'll make up for it. I love you. Thank you for being supportive. And
act like you're making a toast.
Yeah, really. Amazing sauce last night. Thank you. I ate it all.
Yes, I made chicken cacciatore sauce, and Papa
Ooh.
G dropped it off. So,
no,
yes.
No, Ashley.
I love you, too.
What?
Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Ashley, you got to. All right. Yeah. Oh, Ashley would like to make a toast to her mom on her birthday.
Toast!
Go ahead, Ash.
Mom, I love you. Thank you for being my mom.
Oh, brother.
That's the worst toast ever.
Wow.
That was toasted.
Not good
honestly,
at these guys.
After the first one.
Hey, yeah, first one was better.
I felt the love in that one, boy. Rest in peace,
Ed Marchiv.
Thank you
so much, you guys.
Hey,
I
happy birthday.
I appreciate the well wishes. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You
and
too.
I'll talk to you soon.
May, happy birthday.
May
happy
we
birthday.
See each other again soon.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Very soon.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The great news is, as long as the numbers continue to decline, the reopening of Connecticut will begin on May 20th.
Nice.
We've had 8 straight days of a decline due to coronavirus in our hospitals. So, we're good.
Yeah, don't screw it
so
up.
So far, knock
yeah.
on wood.
Yeah,
let's
don't
keep
screw it
going.
Up.
Knock, 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 knock.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ow, my fingers.
We need 14 days of decline.
It's hardwood right there.
And then there's a bunch of other stuff, and that list is available on various websites, and we'll link it up on ours. But this is what will open in level one of 4 levels.
So level one
will take place May 20th if the numbers continue to decline. Restaurants, outdoor only, no bar area, remaining retail. Offices, continue to work from home where possible. Personal services, hair and nail. Museum, zoos, outdoor only, additional outdoor recreation, camping, mountain biking, and university research programs.
Okay.
Start. So, all good news.
To start, yep.
Let's talk to Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. What do you think about all this, Mayor?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to talk with you.
Morning.
Look, it's encouraging. I mean, it's encouraging that the number of new hospitalizations is starting to go down, and hopefully that trend continues. But I think you guys said it right. Don't screw it up. Like, we have to stay disciplined. This doesn't mean that we can all expect things to snap back to normal or stop thinking about taking basic precautions. But
yeah,
the only way we're going to continue that progress is if we continue to take those basic precautions.
How do you feel about this level one? Do you feel like it's right on target, a little bit short? Like, you ran for governor. If you were governor, would your list look something like this or be a little bit more expansive?
I think that it's a thoughtful, incremental way to do it. Look, we're still 20 days out from the date when this reopening is supposed to start. So I think we're going to learn an awful lot between now and then. The one thing I would say is I think we all have to stay flexible. You know, we can't sort of lock in to one specific expectation. If the numbers start to change, if the data looks different, we've got to be willing to shift in either direction.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, don't ride.
I like the shifting.
Right.
So if numbers go down dramatically, we move the date up. Maybe open up some other things, and if they start going the wrong direction, then we may have to extend that date.
Right, delay it.
Delay
it. And the other thing to remember is that without a vaccine and without a treatment right now that can prevent fatalities, we're going to be dealing with this for a while. And so no matter what regulations or restrictions are on the books, we all are really going to have to continue to be careful. You know, the basic guidance about washing your hands a lot and keeping your distance from other people and, wearing a mask, all that stuff's going to continue. And in fact, it's going to be even more important once we begin to loosen up because you're going to have more people coming into contact with one another.
Right. All good points. How's your city doing with PPE and the hospitals, all that?
Well, you know, Hartford County has seen a later rise and a later peak than Fairfield and New Haven. You know, what we've been talking about for a few weeks is that Connecticut would have rolling peaks where you'd have Fairfield County hitting the peak first, then New Haven, then Hartford. If you look over the last few days, it looks like we may be just on the other side of that peak. But it's happened latest year, and the numbers are while their new cases are going down, the numbers are still pretty high up here. And so I think it's also important to say, even as we talk what's happening nationally and statewide, you've got to look at each local jurisdiction, and we're a little bit later in the curve. In terms of PPE, you know, we are doing okay, but it's a battle. Everybody is trying to acquire enough PPE, not just for first responders and for healthcare workers and nursing home workers, but for everybody. This past week, in partnership with the state, we distributed a whole bunch of masks to small businesses, you know, essential small businesses that had been having trouble getting them. We're all going to have to keep working together on that front, too.
Yeah. Mayor Luke Bronin, Hartford, on the show. We had an event while this station, Channel 3, the Stefanowskis, the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven, Pratt & Whitney, United Concrete, all the volunteers, Live Nation, Last Parking, Hartford Police all banded together to do this mask event. Did you see any of that traffic?
I didn't actually see it, but I know about it. And I think, look, one of the beautiful things about this time is that you have so many different groups stepping up and working together. You know, you had the Grace Farms Foundation, which gave out 100,000 masks up here, including nursing home workers a few days ago. You got Raytheon, which made that massive donation of PPE to the state. So it's good to see those kinds of partnerships.
Yeah. The Xfinity people said they have never seen traffic like that ever.
They're blown away.
It beat every concert that they've ever had.
Yep.
So we were very proud to be part of that event.
No tailgating, though.
Now, let me get to asking the mayor of Hartford some serious questions. Uh-oh. Why would you squish and crunch ATVs?
Oh, my God. You were killing me. I was screaming at the TV.
Me,
going,
too.
Why do you do it?
I was like, I would have taken one.
I would have bought that bike. No, there was some sick dirt bikes in there.
You wouldn't have ridden it in Hartford. That's all I can say.
Well, no.
This is the number one of the top, and our police would tell you it's the number one quality of life complaint that we get in the city. And, you know, I've knocked on a lot of doors in the city, and our cops hear from a lot of people. This is at the top of what drives people crazy.
Not drugs, because not domestic violence,
car thefts, at all hours, they are so loud. And you have to picture, you have dozens and dozens of these things tearing down the street,
going the wrong way on the street,
tearing through parks. They're not just obnoxious. I mean, they are dangerous. They are really dangerous. And what we had is a situation, like a lot of cities, where, you know, people thought that you could just come and joyride here. And we're not just talking about, you know, Hartford residents. We had people trucking down ATVs from Massachusetts to ride recklessly in our parks and on our streets. And so we wanted to send a really clear message.
Why would they do that? Is this, you know, a social media thing, or
I've seen videos, yeah.
But yeah, why would someone in Massachusetts go to Hartford?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't know. I mean, I think they do it where they think they can get away with it. And so our point is, you can't get away with it.
I got you.
And we're not the only Connecticut city that deals with this. There are a lot of Connecticut cities that deal with this. But we looked at a lot of options. You also got to remember, a lot of these vehicles, they've been heavily modified.
Yeah,
a lot of it is shoddy work. A lot of the VINs have been, you know, obliterated.
Right.
So these things are not great candidates for auction. And in most cases, the time and the energy and the money we'd spend auctioning these off wouldn't be worth what we'd get.
If we hadn't
crushed these things, you and I wouldn't be talking about it right now. And I want to be talking about it because I want people to know, don't ride these things in Hartford.
Right.
It is a big statement.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're right. It wouldn't have gotten on the radar if he auctioned them off.
Yeah.
And it is weird when you're in a city and you see someone on an ATV. I remember the first time I was in New York City and I saw an ATV. It's like seeing a tiger walk down a New York City street. It's like, how did you get here? You must be lost. What are you doing?
Yeah, by surprise. Yeah. Yep, big time.
And the other thing is, you know, over the last few weeks, and I know people are going stir crazy, but over the last few weeks, we saw a big spike in the use of these ATVs, especially in our parks. And what we're trying to do is
everyone's off from school.
Yeah, we want people to use our parks the right way, and a lot of people are, which means they're spread out all over the parks. They're walking. They might be picnicking in, you know, a small family. And so it's all the more dangerous if you've got these things tearing around parks.
All right, what's the policy with the police? Are they allowed to chase these ATVs?
It's a great question. It's really tough to chase these things safely. They try. But what they often have to do is catch them when they're loading or unloading or gathering somewhere.
Because
a lot of times, you know, you'll have a huge group of them and they'll gather in one place. And so our cops try to stay ahead of them. And they've been doing a great job.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're looking for the public also to
narc.
Well,
basically,
let the police know.
That's the word.
Someone's unloading outside my house.
Yeah. Narc. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to reserve the next dirt bike you got before you squish it.
You know, that's the
other thing. I don't know if you saw, did you guys see yesterday? We didn't crush all of them. You know, a couple of the ones that we'd picked up had been stolen. And yesterday, our PD returned a dirt bike that had been stolen from a guy in Waterbury 27 years ago.
Wow.
Really?
So it had to be a classic.
Oh,
yeah.
My
awesome.
They God.
Ran it. They
oh,
ran
man.
It. They found that it was stolen 27 years ago.
Oh.
They called the guy up. He came
oh, that's
and picked
great.
It up.
Oh, that's sick.
What a great gift that is.
Yeah.
Now he could give it to his kid.
But if you got any more laying around, have a pickup truck.
But don't ride it in Hartford.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought. I would just walk through there, take it, no questions asked.
Right.
You wouldn't have to crush it.
Exactly.
Save the expense of that.
You got a place to ride. I could bring the bike over there.
I have a place. Yeah, you wouldn't ride at the mayor's house.
No, I mean your house, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it'd be a good commercial. Like one of these things pull up to a camera.
Yeah.
And the person has a helmet and a face mask on, and off comes the helmet, and it's the mayor.
Nice.
Yeah, you're not going to see that anytime soon.
Okay. I have another idea for you, Mayor.
I'll come, if I do, I'll come ride it at your house.
All right, perfect.
Awesome, cool.
I have another idea for the mayor. I think during this time that we're all, you know, sequestered in our houses, you should be every night from your desk at City Hall performing a song.
Nice.
Live on your Facebook.
I'll take that under consideration, but I have to practice a lot before we're going to do that.
Oh, no, we've heard you before. You're great.
I'm a little rusty.
Ah, no.
You've been busy running a city, have you?
Trying.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Always good to talk with you. Stay well and stay healthy.
Thank you. You too, and to your family as well.
Yeah, don't forget.
Mayor
Save
Luke
a
Broning.
Break. Yeah.
Can I talk here?
Sorry.
AJ's drooling.
I've had a lot of coffee.
I'll take one of the bikes.
Hartford Mayor Luke Broning.
I got a pickup truck. I can get a
bike.
Shut
up, Phil.
can we
crush
was
Phil?
That was heartbreaking, though, because they showed one picture of the blue quad in the crusher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was seconds from death.
Yeah, they stacked them. So they had
quad
on top of quads. And there was a cool dirt bike on top. I'm like, son, I would have taken that one.
That was tough to watch.
I was trying to visualize how they were doing it.
That sucked.
And they just put them all on top of one another. And then just put them into a pancake.
Ugh.
That
Bye-bye.
Sucked. I'm like, I want to give money for that bike.
Tough.
Here you go.
I agree with the mayor. You know, I didn't think about that. It's a good way to do it. He really gets the word out there.
Like, yeah, and he's right. We wouldn't be talking about it.
We would not be talking about it.
Now auction off the rest of them.
Right.
Why not? That's always happened. Like, they impound every year, the cop impound.
Give the money to the neighborhoods that they're being tormented
by. They kind of need money in that freaking city, and you crushed a bunch of revenue.
Yeah. Let's talk to Stacy during Winner of the Week. She's a photographer that does front porch portraits.
Nice.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Then tell us what happened. Who did you run into?
Okay, first of all, I'm a huge fan of your show, so this
thank
is
you.
Really exciting
thank,
for
thank,
me.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Front Porch Project is actually a nationwide project where photographers are getting together, and they decided, you know, we're used to documenting life, so we're documenting families on their front porch amongst a pandemic. The feedback has been incredible. Families have something to look forward to. They're showering and getting dressed and coming up
big
with
deal.
Designs. And
yeah.
They're getting so creative, and they're in their pajamas, and they have their wine. And the feedback has been overwhelming, and I'm so humbled. After this weekend, I will have shot 200 families in 20 different Connecticut towns.
Wow.
With a camera, AJ.
Yes. Just making sure.
With a camera.
A paintball gun.
Yes.
And 20 feet away.
See?
Wow.
Practicing all the social distancing. I literally pull up and the families watch for me. They come out and it's about 3 minutes from about 20 feet away. And I thought, I'm trying not to get emotional because I'm an emotional person, but it's been so overwhelming. And I'm so... I met so many great people and families, and that's it. it's just...
Yeah, you didn't you photograph a veteran? Or, no, a family who has three sons all serving?
Yeah, I pulled up to a house in Beacon Falls. Can I say their name? Because they deserve it.
If they're okay with it,
yeah, we're
absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
It's the Hale family from Beacon Falls, and I guess they're very well known after I posted their photo on Facebook. there's about 180 comments of people just saying how wonderful this family is. But I pulled up and they were waiting, standing there, which was a good thing because I'm on a very tight schedule. And I noticed they had 3 framed photos. And I started taking their picture because I'm quick. I don't have a lot of time to socialize. And I looked at them and I said, are those your sons? And they're like, yeah, these are our sons. They're all in the military. And I said, all 3 of the pictures you're holding, all 3 of your sons are in the military? And I just got teary-eyed. And I'm like, that is incredible. Thank you. And I, when I was done taking the picture, I looked at the father and I'm like, do you want to put the pictures aside and I can just get the 3 of you? Because it was the mother, the father, and the sister. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And they're like, no, we want to hold them.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so
We don't want to take a
amazing.
Picture without them.
Exactly right. They're part of
we
the family.
We don't want a picture
exactly
without them.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We're one.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That is so, I just got chills.
Yeah.
Imagine
awesome.
Yeah. having 3 boys serving.
No kidding.
Yep.
Getting teary over here too.
Yeah. It's just some of the stories. 2 ER nurses who asked if I can come early in the morning because it's the only time their schedule matches up.
Oh, wow.
And they're working front lines, and one's in the ICU, one's in the emergency room. Just the stories. I just can't say enough about the people I've been meeting. They've all been awesome.
So how does this work? People go to a website, and then does it cost anything? Where does that money go? Do you get paid?
I'm not getting paid. This is all being donated.
Okay,
actually,
I'm nominating you for winner of the week.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. So where do we go?
Okay.
You and AJ, sorry.
Oh, that was going to stick.
AJ, yep. AJ, you're my favorite, so that's why I messed up your name. I just got nervous.
Oh, thank you.
You guys were at Dennis DiArcangelo's benefit last year, and he passed away recently from cancer. And when I was looking where to donate the money, I was going to do it to local charities or food banks. And then he passed away. And they're such great family friends of mine. I was like, I can't imagine giving it to anyone else. Losing someone in normal times has to be so difficult. But losing someone during COVID-19, when you can't have a funeral or a proper send-off for your loved one.
Incredibly difficult.
Incredibly difficult, especially a police officer.
And I met him. What a great man.
Yeah.
What a great man.
Yeah.
You would not know he had cancer. Tough guy. Making jokes and just a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey, hold on 1 second. I want to get all your info. I want to post it on our website. So then I'm going to nominate you winner of the week. Stacey DeMonte, photographer that does front porch portraits. We're linked up to all things Stacey. Stacey DeMonte Photography. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Sorry I couldn't be in the studio today, but starting next week, I'll be in every single Friday.
Woohoo!
That's
all right.
Right.
Top
Woo-hoo.
5 weird things to notice while we live in this quarantine world of ours.
Hold on.
Things to notice?
This is pre-recorded, by the way, so
we
get to make
time.
Fun of him, and
can't do
he
that
can't
time.
Respond.
It's awesome.
Woohoo!
What's that song?
Like that.
That's Blur.
Song 2.
Song 2 by
Song
Blur.
2.
Yeah.
Woohoo! All right, well, clearly we're going to fix that up.
Yes, we are.
That was on my mind already.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't he already do a list like this?
Top 5 observations.
This time, the last time was the top 10 things he wants to do when this is over. Top 5, sorry. Things he wants to do when it's over.
Okay.
World of ours. Number 5, mask hot. This is an amazing thing that has happened. People who wouldn't be hot on a random Tuesday put that mask on, all of a sudden, mask hot. So if you've lived forever with kind of a weird-looking nose to chin, man, you got to be psyched. This is your time, and you might be mask hot.
Hold on. Ashley, what?
Because you can't see their face. That's so bad.
That makes them hot.
That's what he means.
Right.
Yeah,
he's
but
just
then
being
you take
honest.
The...
You have nice eyes and forehead and ears.
Oh, God.
But your mouth and your nose suck.
I highly recommend not making relationship decisions based on mask hot.
He didn't suggest that
for 1 second.
He didn't say
that.
No, he just said...
Just saying... This could be your time.
To look your best.
That's all.
Could take you from a 4 to a 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes,
right.
Ugly people.
I was listening
it's
to this
ugly.
Last night on my phone when he sent it. I'm like, why is he talking about mascots?
Right.
Well, that would work also, actually.
It's an interesting hashtag for pitchers, mask hot.
Yeah, I thought it was a temperature thing, like it, underneath the mask it gets hot, like your breath is hot.
That's where I thought he was going.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Number four, sad for nonsense. I've admitted more than once on the show that I am no man. A caravan of teachers, bus drivers, and principals, administrators, drove by me while I sat at a light the other day. They all had those signs like, we miss you, to show the kids. Man, I didn't handle it well. My kids don't even go to that school. But it was definitely like the ending of E.T. in my car. Number three.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means he cried.
I don't get it.
Very emotional.
He cried.
Really?
He cried like a baby.
I'll like be right here.
Like a baby crying like a little girly man.
Does anybody think he really cried?
I have no idea.
I could see him crying if he dropped a cheese stick on the floor.
Yeah, spilled a beer or his steak order was wrong.
Beer, I don't know. Yeah. Cheese steak, yes.
Or his mocha latte chata.
Yeah, his coffee. Starbucks order falls between the window and his car door.
Exactly.
And just explodes all over the pavement. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I could see him crying for that.
Right, yeah.
Or something like this.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was at, all right, I probably should shut up right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to quit
while you're ahead.
Yeah, let's just keep moving.
All right.
Yep.
Well, he's in live next week. We can talk about it then.
There you go, see?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or not. Or not. I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm so curious now.
Well, I'll just say that I heard a story that if he has a couple of beers, he might get emotional.
Oh, that's a thing. Oh, like all his buddies in the station say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anybody.
Really?
Anybody who's like been with him past like midnight on like a random Saturday night when he's been drinking. Yeah,
that's
they all
a girl
say that.
Move.
All right. So since
just
we're
saying.
Here, I showed up at an event. Ugh, just go. Just keep going. Just keep going.
I feel like if I don't play, we might get it.
No, just keep going.
Yeah, guys.
Number three, being afraid of everyone. This is definitely a fun paranoia that has happened. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of you. I legit think everyone's got it. And as you get closer to me, I'm taking another step back. You take one step forward, I'm taking another step back. So I'm
like,
I'm like in a corner
like a
by
tango.
The end of our conversation.
Like
so,
a tango.
Please.
Yeah.
Keep the 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Keep the 6 feet.
Dun,
I agree.
Dun,
yep.
Even if you have a mask.
Right. I don't
mm-hmm.
care.
Yep. Just do it.
I love Juan, who works in the building here.
Yep.
But he thinks that mask is means you could get right up.
Nope.
Like 2 inches away.
No.
At least he's got the mask. There are folks in this building who do the same thing without one.
You're not going to do that, sir. Thank you.
Oh, really?
I did wrong at you.
Like who?
Ed.
Who?
Ed.
Ed.
Oh, yeah. Engineer Ed.
Engineer Ed.
Yeah. Okay, there's a couple Eds here.
I get it. He's got to come in. He's got to fix the equipment that I'm sitting very close to. But
he could say, I got to get in there.
Yeah.
Right,
please
yes.
move.
Yeah. Please move.
As soon as I hear that, it means I'm getting out of here.
Exactly
yep.
right.
Yep.
Scramola, as they say.
I'm not going to get in your way.
No
who
problem.
Yeah,
plenty
good.
Of room.
Yep.
Scramola.
That's
yeah, the
no
first time I've
that.
Heard that before.
Thank
yep.
you.
All right.
Keep the 6 feet. All right. Number two, tattletale nanas. I get it. You're mad that your neighbor has 4 people over. You don't like it when the jogger isn't wearing his mask. Don't put it on social media. Don't take pictures of it. Don't write little notes that's like, tisk, tisk, not wearing a mask at the beach.
Tisk.
Stop it.
Who's he friends with?
Go in your house.
Who is he friends with? Write that crap.
Stop it.
Don't that
following?
Person from your friends list.
Stop it.
Tisk, tisk.
Seriously. They were tisk, tisk. I'm out of there.
All right.
Go in your house, complain to your spouse, and be done with it.
That rhymed.
It did.
Dr. Seuss wrote it.
Right.
Go in your house, talk to your spouse. Don't be a louse. Or a mouse.
And number one.
He soused.
Bigger tippers. I'll be honest, and you probably guessed. I never tip at Starbucks. I don't tip 20% for delivery. I'm good in restaurants, but these other things, not so much. But now, and I'm sure you guys are doing it too, I have completely changed my way of thinking. You're keeping this Starbucks open? Take my money. You're bringing me curbside takeout? Yes, here's money. Uber Eats weirdo? Still delivering? Uh-huh. All of this is yours. So those are my top 5 things to notice that are kind of weird in this quarantine world. I will see you live next Friday.
Yeah,
till
right.
then, I'll see you in hell.
Thank you, Keith.
Woo-hoo.
Right. I wouldn't. So, first of all, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts person.
Yes.
But if I'm at Starbucks paying $18 for a coffee, I'm not tipping anybody.
Yeah, no, I'm saying thank you.
Get it out of your CEO.
Yeah, give me the cup, my name on it. Yes.